As of yesterday, the Ski Co. doesn't have an estimate for how much money was lost when the gondola was out of commission. Jeff Hanley is a spokesman for the Aspen Skiing Company.
We were able to get out ahead of this thing and notify everyone who was in resort through blast emails and social media and through the lodges and the property management firms and send them to the other mountains or let them know that they could still access Aspen Mountain via the lifts. We did see some people choose not to ski Aspen Mountain on those days, and the other mountains were more than able to pick up the slack.
Aspen Highlands and Buttermilk got the biggest bump of skiers who decided to avoid Aspen Mountain. There were about 20,000 skiers on all four mountains on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, about what mountain managers expected. On average, walk-up customers make up about 10% of ski customers, so Hanley doesn't expect a big loss from losing any of that traffic. There were some complaints, but Hanley says Ski Co. didn't suffer too much.
You know, it really went as well as we could have possibly hoped for it to go. I was up there for 2 days straight, sort of at the bottom of the gondola, talking to people and explaining things and passing out stuff. And we were very grateful to the way that our guest reacted.
Those good-spirited reactions may have been partly because of a certain popular breakfast food at one of the lifts.
We did a free jalapeno bacon, 150 pounds, at the base of the Shadow Mountain lift.
Donuts were also part of the calming campaign. And when it came to fixing the gondola, a company intimately familiar with the machinery was able to lend a hand.
Palma, who built the lift, found the part for us. They reached out to their suppliers, and it was in somewhere in western Pennsylvania.
And Ski Co. chartered a private jet to fly it here. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.